previous female subordinates making each feel, as he put it, uncomfortable. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
U.S. employers say they added a robust 228,000 jobs to the rolls in November. The Labor Department says the unemployment rate held steady at a 17-year low of 4.1%. Breaking news and analysis can be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
You know, the day destroys the night. Night divides the day.
Good Saturday morning. You're listening to the Being Found Show. You know, I was just thinking, Chauncey, we do need Sean back to dance behind the mic because I just felt the groove.
Yep. Pump a little life into this.
Yeah. Get some life into this boring show.
Right, right. What the show's missing is a little bit of weird.
That's right. Well, yeah, if only people knew. okay, you're listening to the Being Found Show. Believe it or not, we are your guide to being found by more buying customers. If your company isn't being found, then whose is? You can check us out. You can listen to segments of the show at beingfound.com. We've got tips and advice and all kinds of good stuff, and we're coming to you from KCNR 1460 AM. And you know what? It just came to me. I really think we owe some gratitude to Carl Bott, the owner of this station, for letting us do this show. And he kind of had the idea. He said, you should do a show, Joe. So thanks, Carl. And I'm Cloudwise Joe, and we got Chauncey Hallworth, my co-host. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you to Carl as well.
Yeah.
Am I supposed to say something interesting here? Like three SEOs are trapped on a plane, and yeah. I'll come up with an SEO joke.
Can you finish that joke?
No.
No. This is one of those days where the show must go on. I'll admit that I was getting ready for the show this morning, trying to come up with any excuse I could think of to not do the show. Are you allowed to admit that?
Well, I guess it depends on what was your reason not to.
Well, so it's snowing here.
No.
And
snow day.
My
snow
day.
Reason.
And my son's normal car is at the shop, and he had to be at work at like 4 in the morning or something like that. And so I didn't want him driving my car. So I drove him to work at 4 in the morning.
Brutal.
And so I'm tired, and I was trying to come up with excuses.
Right, and for those of you who are here in this town at the station, it's 9 a.m. right now, but that makes it, what, 12 o'clock for you, Joe?
You're calling me a sissy because it's 12 o'clock. And
is it 12 or 11 there?
It is 12.
12, all right.
So you're calling me a sissy. I should have had enough time to sleep from 4 until now. That's what you're
well,
saying.
Well, no, I'm just saying you've been up for a very long time already.
Yeah, okay. Well, I thought you were calling me a sissy, which I still think you maybe are a little bit.
Well, I mean, you are a sissy.
Yeah. Okay, so I want to hop into some news. Let's see. We've got time for one quick thing in news. Facebook is launching a new app for kids, which technically kids aren't even supposed to have Facebook, which we all know they do. So, Jared, if you have the news report queued up, could you play that real quick?
Wherever there's a kid, chances.
We have a little issue here with the video. It's not playing.
All right, so we'll come back to that. I want to go over another news story real quick. Hey, Chauncey, did you know that Google is taking this step to, it just came out, to allow celebrities to create videos to answer questions that they're always being asked? Like, can Will Ferrell really play the drums? And Google is actually putting in their regular search results the answers to those questions in video form.
Like from Will Ferrell.
From Will Ferrell. So Google is basically soliciting Will Ferrell and others, other celebrities, to answer the question that Google knows that everybody's asking by video. And then when you look for Will Ferrell or ask that question, Google is deciding to show that above any Facebook or any other search criteria?
Well, given the way that Google works, they tend to, you know, focus on what the largest numbers are. And so I have to say that I find some of this a little depressing, that people are more interested in the fact that Will Ferrell can play the drums than how to make my website found in search better, and they didn't come to us for a video.
Yeah, well, and that's an interesting point, because it's Google themselves that shared this news and said, expect more of this with celebrities, okay? But it said, keep your eyes open for more ways that you're going to be able to use this. So this is a little bit of pulling back the green curtain of how Google intends. I wonder if this means that if you're in a certain geographical area and you dominate, or you're one of the most respected businesses, maybe for a plumber or something like that, if Google will solicit you to answer plumbing questions or lawyer questions and play the video on Google when people ask the question.
Yeah, and I wonder how they'll connect that to the regular world. Will they use Google Plus? Because right now, the knowledge graph in Google results is populated by Google My Business, or it's populated by Google Shopping or Google Images. So I wonder what mechanism they'll use to populate that for the general population like us. Will they use Google Plus, Google My Business? Where will that come from, you know?
Yeah, so in other words, would we just go to our Google Plus and answer, or is there a whole new platform?
Yeah, because they're not going to reach out to, you know, 300 million people individually. There's going to have to be some sort of mechanism to get it in there.
Yeah, and right now you can only see this on mobile devices. And I don't even know who all these people are. There's the really famous Indian actress, there's Tracy Ellis Ross, Will Ferrell, Karen Thompson, Nick Jonas, Mark Wahlberg. All those people are answering the questions that you care about. So I would say right now, start asking those questions on Google and watch some of those videos. And they're pretty raw. They're interesting. But you can only see them on your mobile device.
Only on
right
your...
Right now.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you'd have to use your phone to see them. So I don't know. I just wonder what that tells us about what's happening and what's coming for businesses. But also, there's something that I've been talking to our clients about a lot, and that is that Google is trying harder and harder to be your website. And so this, I really see this as another play where Google's saying, well, instead of someone having to go to your Facebook profile, your Twitter profile, your page, your About Us page, can we create content? In other words, is Google now in the business of creating content?
Well, they're in the business of reading the future, because this creating content and them being a website, you know, when you couple that with the new potential laws and net neutrality, it creates just a powerhouse of a website for them.
Right. So that's in their favor. So, you know, as businesses, this is something for us to watch. It does tell us, because like you said, Google's in the business of telling the future. It does tell us that video is a way that people want to get answers, or Google would not be going through with this. So as a business, are you finding those questions that your customers are asking? And are you making short little videos? And these are not production videos. One of the ladies is in a bathrobe. Will Ferrell doesn't look like he shaved or combed his hair.
Does
right?
he ever?
Well, I think that's normal.
Right.
So, yeah.
You know, this is a prime example, though, of being found. You're talking about videos. And being found is being available on the different channels, but it's also being available in the different ways that people want to consume that information. You know, some people just want to listen. Some people want to watch. Some people want to read. You know, you need to be available in those areas. Now, I realize you can't do them all at once, but statistically, you can pick one and run with it and then expand, you know.
Yeah. Well, if we look at one of the giants in search, Moz, they do a video, they then have their video transcribed into a blog post, and then they put images in the post. So they're trying to do all of it. Okay. So we are coming up to the break in the first segment of the Being Found Show. We'll be right back after this break.
To all who have so faithfully served our nation, stood in harm's way, and to the families who have supported and encouraged, we say thank you. We're so very grateful. And on a personal note, in remembrance of my brother, Dr. James Abaugh, Major, United States Army, West Point Class of 1973, from Les and Susie Baugh,
from our home to yours,
Merry Christmas.
May God continue to bless you all. You are forever in our hearts and prayers.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at boomertechradio.com, and the show is streamed live at kcnr1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
What are we living for? Abandoned places. I guess we know the score. All in all, does anybody know?
All right, welcome back to the Being Found Show. For? Coming to you from KCNR 1460 AM. So, Chauncey.
Yeah, it's true.
There is every year. It seems to move even faster on how customers are using the internet and their shopping. You know, it's like we could talk about it one year, and if you spent all year preparing and doing what you thought was all you had to do, it's like a whole new intensity the next year. And I don't know that necessarily what you have to do is changing a lot, but the intensity of how to apply the internet to help your customers buy from you seems to be getting more and more intense. And so let's talk about if businesses are being found by Christmas shoppers, because this is a time that there's a kind of shopper and they're doing certain things. There's certain trends and certain things they want to do and certain things they're looking for. So I wondered what it would take to educate businesses on how to be found by the Christmas shopper. And I came across this article from Think with Google. And it's called Christmas Shopping Trends to Watch For. This article is really fascinating because here's the thing, and I know I probably say this too many times, but Google is watching everything everybody does. Right? They're watching whether they're on the website, they're watching what websites you go to next, they're watching how long you're on sites, what you type in. Do you type in deals, ideas, near me? All this kind of stuff. And so now what Google's doing is they're starting to expose that data and the actual research that they're putting into that data to us. Okay, so I might actually read a lot of this article because I don't want to get some of it wrong. This is right on. Okay, so this article starts, and again, it's Think with Google. It says, would it surprise you to hear that Google, we see 34% more shopping searches on Christmas Day than Black Friday? Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah, there are more shopping searches. In other words, you know, what's open, what can I buy, last minute deals, those kind of things on Christmas Day than Black Friday. Now, as businesses, we all think Black Friday's the day, right?
Right. Yeah. Or at least Cyber Monday, or some combination of the two. Yeah. You know what this makes me think is that. Our entire race is a race of terrible, terrible human beings, and that we all woke up on Christmas morning, didn't get what we wanted, and then started shopping.
Right.
You know.
So does that make me not a terrible human being because I do it the day before Christmas?
Well, I guess, yeah, totally. No, not for them, but for yourself. You know, it's like you open your present and you're like, oh, socks and underwear.
Oh, I didn't even, you're right. They might be shopping for their own stuff.
Yeah, it's Christmas Day, you know.
Yeah, they're like, hey, where do I get batteries for this toy I just bought?
Oh, totally, yeah. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Okay, so let me go on. With mobile shoppers know they can easily find and get that what they're looking for until the last minute. Okay, so despite all of the improvements retailers have made to shipping speed and product availability, which everyone's working on, I mean, just recently, this is me talking, not the article, I ordered a drone a year or so ago, and it's DJI, and it actually comes from China, and I thought, well, great, I'll get this in a year. It was at our house in 3 days.
Did a drone deliver your drone?
Yeah, it did. It dropped right over my
door. Well, I read an article that in Australia, they had a drone deliver the first pizza, so, you know, it's happening.
Oh, okay. I would totally be a pizza delivery guy.
Oh, yeah.
If I could fly a drone.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, anyways. So despite businesses making all that, people still wait to buy. That means that a lot of December holiday shoppers happen right before and even after Christmas. Now, take in mind, this is Google sharing this information. They know when a purchase happens. They know what people are looking for. They know when you go into stores, right? They know this information. So this isn't guesswork on their part. This is the data that they're reading. So giving more reason for retailers to continue to drive store traffic from online and offline media throughout the Christmas shopping season. Okay, I don't want to stop there for a second because I think the point you brought up highlights what's really going on here. Besides the fact that all humans are evil and they're buying for themselves, you know, let's say I got a drone.
Yeah.
Let's say Christmas Day I got a drone. Mm-hmm. Let's say my wife thought to buy me a drone for this Christmas, the Maverick Pro. Let's just say she did that. Not hinting or anything, dear, or mom. Or Andrea. Okay, so I'm done hinting. Let's say that I got one. Well, I don't have to wait for the newspaper. I don't have to wait for grandma to be done with the Sunday paper. I can now with my phone go, well, how much are your batteries for this? Is there a case for my DJI drone? Right there while I'm sitting there, I can research what else I can buy for that drone. Mm-hmm. And how ironic is that? That if I'm interested in that, I can either order it, and they'll be here pretty soon, or as we're going to read here in a second, if I can get far enough in this article, people are looking for it nearby. Where can I get a case for this drone nearby? Right?
Yeah. And I thought of one other reason, because for the past couple of years, see, I'm a musician, I'm a tech guy, you know, most of my family isn't, so they don't know what to get me. So what I ask for every year is Amazon and eBay gift cards, so that I can go buy my own tech that they don't necessarily understand. And so I get that on Christmas Day, and then what do I inevitably do with that gift card, you know?
You shop.
I shop. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, exactly. So, I think let me continue. Here's another interesting fact. So here's the other thing. When shoppers consider a new purchase for Christmas season, they spend 13 days on average shopping for the item. But once they decide to buy, almost half expect it either same day or next day. In fact, mobile searches related to same day shipping have grown 120% since 2015.
I have a hard time wrapping my brain around same day shipping.
Yeah. Well, that's the drone idea.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, but it's possible, and it's not possible everywhere. But it, you know, you can now order in the wholesalers in the area, and they'll deliver it, right? I mean, it happens. It's funny because this already exists in other industries. For instance, if you're a lawyer or you're in the medical profession, and you need to get records from your law office to another law office, someone drives over, picks it up, drives it somewhere else.
Yeah, but I mean, you're looking at things that are worth hundreds, thousands of dollars. I mean, if I order something for $15, what are the cost effectiveness and the logistics of getting that to me the same day is mind blowing to me. You
know? It is mind blowing, but it's being met because the consumer expects it.
Right, and with a high enough quantity, they can package those things together and make it happen. Yeah.
Right, right. And so if we ask ourselves, what does this tell our local businesses? Well, and I'm going to try to cover this in more depth later in the show, but what it's telling our local businesses is that consumers are spending 13 days on average to shop for things. They're not just going on and saying, I want a drone and buying it. Hint, hint. So this means that there's all kinds of opportunities for these local businesses to be found during this Christmas shopping phase. So as customers are asking, you know, what brand should I look at for drones? What are the best drones? What are the worst drones? And those are words that are being typed in, best, worst, to avoid. That's an opportunity for you to have created content or to be answering those questions as a local business so that you're being found in that 13 days of lead-up shopping before those products are purchased.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, think about the advertising power of being the only place open on Christmas in a town that normally closes down. And maybe five people come in, and it's not enough money to cover your stuff, but those five people are walking into rooms of 30, 40 people talking about how they got the one place that was open. And so those five people now just told 300 about your business, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go to this next one. So Christmas may be over, but the shopping isn't. And I think we hit on one of the reasons that is because, well, now I got something. I got to buy something for what I got, right?
Yeah.
But here's what this report says from Google. How long do I have? Okay, a couple minutes. The days between Christmas and New Year's Eve are just as busy as every other day in December. So that's crazy to me. I think everyone takes a break then, but apparently not. So for general shopping queries such as shopping near me, store hours, Google sees a 34% increase in searches on Christmas Day more than on Black Friday. Those searches for where to buy increase up until December 23rd. The queries recover to pre-Christmas week levels and stay steady for the final week of the year.
So I know why.
We take a little dip. What?
I know exactly why.
Why? Tell me.
Because me and my kid's mom had a baby, and I married my wife, who had a baby with somebody else. And we both have parents that got divorced and remarried. I have like six Christmases. They don't all happen on Christmas Day. They happen around that span. And so I'm not necessarily being prepared for that day. I'm being prepared for just tons of Christmases because we live in this world of families being put together out of other families, and there's a lot of Christmases.
Yeah, okay. So, okay, I only got a minute, I think. But what you just said nails, I think, a bigger point, and that is it's really easy as business owners for us to think of our customer like us. So, you know, we have if you have a single family, your kids are all your kids. There is no extended family and you have one Christmas Day. You tend to think that's how your customers' lives are. But the truth is there's bigger groups out there that have different needs. And the point of Google here is that Google's servicing all of those needs. Google's saying, if you need to shop a week before Christmas, we're going to help you figure out how to do it. If you want to shop after Christmas, we're going to help you do it. And so as businesses, that's something we need to integrate into our thought process and our marketing process is what is Google doing and what is Google telling us about these different types of buyers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're coming up to the end of this segment. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll be right back.
During this special season, we are thankful to our veterans for all they have given. They promise to serve our country to the full extent, up to and including their life. For this sacrifice, we are truly grateful. On behalf of the Reading Veterans Resource Center, we salute our veterans and those currently serving. Thank you for your service and thank you for our liberty. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from the Reading Veterans Resource Center.
This Veterans Holiday Salute brought to you by Simpson University and Dan's Optical.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 8th, buy one wiper blade, get the second one free for as little as $11.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop off your car or wait. Just pull in. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certified service. Now through January 8th, buy one wiper blade, get the second one free for as little as $11.99 at Premier Oil Change. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Home of the friendly oil change.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton-Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
That's right. Turn up the radio. Because if you're listening to the Being Found show, you're going to be found by more buying customers. That's just a simple fact. It's the truth. That is not fake news. That is not fake news. You will be found by more buying customers.
Keeping it real.
Keeping it real. Best hour in radio for business. That's what this is. We're coming to you from KCNR, 1460 AM, and you can check us out at beingfound.com. Andrea and Hannah, our wonderful team, they take and cut up all the segments and get them transcribed and put them up there so you could read us instead of listen to us, which I'm sure is more enjoyable, really. Okay, Chauncey.
Yes.
We're going to start something this week, and we're going to do it every single week unless I forget.
Ah.
Okay? Yeah. So this is going to be...
It's an amazing level of commitment you have there.
Yeah.
It's not important enough for a post-it note, but if I remember, this is happening. Go ahead.
Brilliant idea. The only problem with post-it notes is then I put a post-it note over my other post-it note.
Right.
So it's really just whichever one's on top.
Totally. It just creates another pad over here with stuff on it.
Yeah. Then I have post-it notes to tell me which post-it notes to look at.
Right.
So, it doesn't work. So I just ask my wife to remind me of everything.
Yeah,
me. Being found tip of the week. What this is going to be the being found tip of the week. And we're going to do this every week unless Chauncey forgets.
Now, I know what the tip of the week is here, and you've actually said something that makes me think of this tip. And the tip is to Google like your customers. To is that right? Do I have the right
to
tip?
Yes, to Google yourself. Google your business like your customers would. And that is not just Googling your name. That is not just Googling a product. There's more to it. And it's what you see and all that kind of stuff. But what were you going to say, Chauncey?
Well, you've told me a couple of times about, being in boardrooms and talking to companies about certain things. And then the CEO will be all, well, it's like this, that, and the other thing. And you're just all, no, be quiet, sit down. Because your clients are not a bunch of fat cat CEOs.
Right.
You have to Google like your people. You know, so basically, if you're your business owner, most of your clients are not business owners. You can't think like yourself. If you're a big time CEO, you can't hop in there and say, "Well, everybody wants AB on water, don't they?" You know, that's just not the way that it is. You have to look like your normal Joe. Wait, like
regular old Joe. Regular. Why can't I be regular old Chauncey? Or it's always Joe Blow, regular Joe,
Chauncey
average
Blow.
Joe.
Yeah,
there you go. Right. So here's the thing. Exactly, Chauncey. You've nailed it. I don't tell CEOs to sit down and be quiet, though. That's not what I say.
It's something like that.
I tell them that their point, it's not about them, and their point's irrelevant. It's about what their customers want. Google like your customers do. And I'm coming to you. This tip of the week is coming from my own frustrations. My own frustrations in my own business, and I'm trying to do business with here in my new town, because like I don't know anybody. So if I got to go get my son's car worked on, that's a whole new adventure for me. I grew up in Shasta County, so I knew everything and everybody, and I just if I didn't know, I wouldn't ask somebody who did know everybody, right? And you don't realize how when you get out of your bubble, you don't really know. And so I'm going and I'm trying to find a place to work on my son's car, or I'm trying to find a fence company or propane. And there's things that I need to know in order to buy that they are not telling me. You know, like, for instance, the propane company. Is there a delivery fee? When can you deliver? What are your customers saying about your delivery? Non-existent. And so you know what I do? I keep looking. See, I think a lot of businesses think, well, if you don't answer, they'll call. You know, if it's not found online, then the person has to call you. You know what I do? I just keep looking. And you know what I noticed I do? I lower my bar. At some point, I'm like, ah, crud. Just who's got the most reviews?
Right.
So at least I can get some information from customers. And all that means is that business put some time into reviews. It doesn't even mean they're the better business to work with. Right? So,
you know, sorry, before you go on, what you're saying here really turned on a light for me. And you're right. When I go to shop for something online, or especially to look for a service, I have a specific question in my head. And that question will vary from day to day, from service to service. But like in your case, I want to know how much it is sometimes. But sometimes I want to know what time they can deliver, because that pertains to my situation. Yeah. But I tend to go into it with a single question. And if that question isn't answered, I move on.
Well, so here's a very interesting set of stats that I wasn't prepared to talk about. You know that there's that snippet or whatever it's called on Google that you can get where one particular website is considered such an authority that Google will display some of the content at the top of the site. What's the real term for that?
Knowledge graph.
I don't remember.
Part of the knowledge graph, yeah.
Part of the knowledge graph. So it turns out that most of those that Google decides to display are related to a question. it's a specific question that was asked. I don't know. I think like 60,000 keywords were researched, and it turned out that like 66% of the ones that were in that snippet of the knowledge graph where that content showed up were a specific question being answered. And they were being answered in paragraph form, not bullets, not video, not all that stuff. That's what Google chose to show. So that's my – you could not have worked me into this any better. That's my point. When I say Google like your customers would, don't Google like they already know the answer. Don't Google just buy a camper shell. Don't Google just, you know, is there a camper dealer near me? They may not even know the camper. You know, they might be trying to figure out how do I, you know, what's the best way to transport my dog when I travel to Sacramento? And it may not be a camper, or it may be. And so what you have to start doing is you have to start asking Google the questions your customers ask when they're trying to be inspired, when they're trying to figure out specific details, when they're trying to compare brands and products. Don't be afraid to realize that your customers are going to ask, are you better than somebody else? Or are you worse than somebody else? What's the best choice for a camper shell? That's a term right there. So act like your customer, not like you. To go away from that boardroom idea, I can't tell you how many times, and you know this, Chauncey, we'll be sitting with the business and we're going over what content to create or what's in their website, and they're talking like their customers already know everything. Well, we don't need to say all the facts on that camper shell because they know it. Says who?
Right.
I don't even know that they all know what it's called. You know, like, you know, you'll call it a specific camper shell name. Who knows that they know that?
Right.
So think like your customer and do that. Okay, so I'm babbling a lot on this. It's
well,
my
I think,
own experience.
I think it's accurate. You know, what is, you know, this babbling is worthwhile. What is their excuse for not putting that information up? Cost? You know, other than that, I can't think of any other reason, you know, why you wouldn't share as much information about your business as possible.
Well, in my experience, I think it's a few things. I think it's cost. I think that if you go talk to a web developer, content creator, anything, that they still try to get as much money as they can from you. So if you go talk to a web developer and ask them, and I'm not ripping on web developers, it's just the point that we're still in the business model of trying to get as much from a client as we can. That's not my model. But that's the model that generally the web development's in. And so I think part of it is every time you go talk to a web developer, they want you to build a new website.
Right.
Instead of just do an FAQ page or write a blog post, you know. And so I think cost is part of it. I think they don't know where to look for those questions. You know, I frankly, if you asked me, I probably would not have very good questions to off the top of my head for my own business because I know what the answers are, and I know what questions they should be asking, but that doesn't mean that's questions they really are asking.
Right.
So I think,
frankly, if they
that,
knew what questions they should be asking, they probably wouldn't be asking any questions.
That's right. And my research shows that a lot of what they're asking are things like, what's the best choice? Mm. Here's a big one, and I'm hoping to get to this in the next segment. What's an idea? So what are ideas to have customers find me online? What's an idea for the best website? You know, what are website ideas?
Examples.
Those are examples. Those are the type of things that our customers would be looking for beforehand. So if we could get to how you do this, well, first off, there are things like Google AdWords, which is a free tool for ads, but you can go in there in a keyword planner, just Google it, keyword planner, and it'll tell you some of the terms people are looking for if you type in ideas. You can just ask random people, friends, family, customers, you know, tell me a little bit about how you came to buy this, what are your ideas, what was the challenges, what was the roadblocks, what do you wish websites would have had on it on your way to buying this thing?
Social media.
What were your frustrations? You could ask social media.
Social media, you know, asking your friends and family via social media is a great way to do that. You know, how would you look for this? Hey, check out my new website. Is there anything that you think we're missing? Stuff like that, you know.
Now, I do want to plug. We got 1 minute, but well, it's not a plug. Here's an answer to that, Chauncey. Another answer is Kristen Chivago. She was one of the founders of Cloud Potential and CloudWise Academy. She's since moved on and doing her own thing. She wrote a book called The Roadmap to Revenue, How to Sell the Way Your Customers Want to Buy. It's a book on how to figure out those questions and get them answered. So I've read it. Anyone I've talked to that's read it said it's dead on. So one of the ways to figure out how to get these questions and how to Google yourself and find out how to make those answers happen is to get that book. Okay, so you're listening to the Being Found show, and we're going to go to break, and we'll be right back.
On behalf of the students, faculty, and staff of Simpson University, we want to wish all of our service men and women, whether deployed overseas or at home, a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We are truly blessed to live in a country where freedom was defended in the past, now, and in the future by extraordinary men and women who wear the uniform of the United States of America. Merry Christmas and God bless each and every one of you.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Your insurance does not roll over at the end of the year. It's important that you use this benefit. Ask Dr. Farrell how you can best apply your insurance for your dental needs by calling 547-5757.
Reading Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Reading Concrete is your local ready-mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality ready-mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Reading Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Reading Concrete, serving you with a quality ready-mix product.
Now, you all can't see it, but Chauncey dances. I don't know. It's more like swaying. I don't know if it's dancing.
I do the Rockaway.
Yeah, the Rockaway? Is that what that, I don't know what that is. Okay, you're listening
song by
to
Fat Joe.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Fat Joe? I'm tired of it. I'm changing my name to Chauncey. No. All right.
For those who don't know, there really is an artist named Fat Joe. I am not making fun of Joe.
Great.
Joe is not fat.
So I'm being objectified. My
totally.
Name is being objectified. Which, by the way, objectifying my name, I am Cloudwise Joe with my co.
With your co-host, regular old Chomps.
Regular old Chomps. You're listening to the Being Found show, KCNR 1460 AM. Okay, here's our next topic, Chauncey. You know what? You and I were talking about this one before the break. I mean, before we came back on and. I was surprised by this. Maybe that's because I'm naive. You weren't surprised by this one. And here's my question are you being found for the wrong reasons? And here's the deal. Are you worth it? Here, there's an article, again, Think with Google. Sorry, they put out a lot of good stuff this week. But they did an article, and what they're asking is, are you worth it? Your customer wants to know. Now, let me give you the premise of this. Essentially, what Google's pointing out in their research here is that customers are not just saying, you know, what's the top 10 drones to buy, or the Maverick Pro, or, you know, what's the best place to get a haircut? You know what also they're saying? They're using the term, what's the wrong choice to make? What should I avoid? What's the worst, right? And so maybe you have a product, maybe you're a great company, but one of your products has a bad rap online and people are talking about it. And when your customer looks for it, it's what's the worst. You had, I don't shop that way. So it just didn't occur to me. But you said that's normal.
Well, you know, there's a lot of examples of technology where technology is coming from other countries or something where it's packaged in a way where it looks great. Like when my wife and I made our segue to the big old TV, flat screen TV world, we initially bought a TV that was like a great deal. And we took it home, and that day we took it back and bought a better TV because we found out that the brand that it was basically low resolution and just not good. And now we've just straight up avoided that brand. Mm-hmm. And so I think with higher dollar items, specifically tech, people are looking for those brands that are trying to trick them.
Right. Okay. So then let me go on because I think that's a good segment to this next section. And also, anyone that's ever listened to me, or listen to this show, which nobody listens to me outside of this show. I can prove it. But I bring up this gap that I see between the way business leaders and owners shop. They shop like regular consumers, but they don't put the effort into their business being shoppable like regular consumers would. And it's very interesting because Google makes that point in the very second paragraph here. So let me read this. So the lady talking, this is Think with Google, and I don't know who she is, so we'll figure that one out and make sure it's in the article. She says, if I were to tell you that internal search data shows growth in consumers searching for products to avoid and worst, it might make you a little uncomfortable. In other words, business, if you're listening to this, you know, if they're looking for that, am I being found for that? I could see where that makes you uncomfortable. But she goes on to say that as a marketer, that's a natural reaction. That's not, it's terrible to think that someone might be trying to avoid you or someone saying to avoid you, which almost every company has in its reviews, avoid this company. Here's where she goes on to make the point. But in your day-to-day life as a consumer, you know it makes sense. What you also need to know is that this provides an opportunity for your brand to influence the outcome. I almost should stop here in the article. This is the big point. As consumers, we know, like you just said, Chauncey, you look to protect yourself. You avoid brands, and now you'll look for those traits and ask if you should avoid them. And the internet now gives you that information. Does it not also give you opportunity to take advantage of those things? So, for instance, if another television company was going to be found for those terms or those keywords of avoid blankety blank, not giving away a brand, not being mean, but just avoid these problems, and here's why our TV is superior, there's a fantastic opportunity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do any other opportunities or points come out of that concept before I move on here in this article?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, you, by typing in what should I avoid or what brands should I avoid, you know, I think a company would be very wary of typing in other brands, but you know, just create a list of lawyers do it a lot, you know, what to avoid in your consultation. What is a red flag of a poor consultation? You know, I see that a lot on working on lawyer sites. You know, and I think just about every industry could probably benefit from that page, and especially if you're the first in your area.
Right. Okay, yeah, good point. All right, so here we go on also for her to bring up two terms. One is mobile. We all talk about it, but you know, remember, Google has more data than anybody. They are doing the longest research project into human buying behavior and the longest and the largest ever done in the history of the world. So when they're using terms, we should listen. And so it talks about mobile, and it also talks about micro moments. Let me go over this one. By now it's become clear that mobile is creating numerous shifts in people's search behavior. Our most recent micro moments research has highlighted a number of these changes. Today, super empowered consumers have become more impatient, more demanding, and more curious. And these shoppers are hungry for advice. So in other words, if I'm to avoid, all the information is not on the internet for everything to avoid yet. And consumers are only wanting more and more information and more ways to know what to avoid. So as a brand and as a company, those are opportunities for us the trend's not going away. You know, it's not like, okay, everything's on the internet, everybody knows what to avoid for every brand, and now consumers can find everything they need. The demand is only growing. And largely it's growing because of mobile. And Google says that they've seen 1.5 more mobile searches ending with to avoid in the past 2 years. For instance, consumers are looking for cooking oil brands to avoid or refrigerators to avoid. Just like you were saying, Chauncey, you know, once that TV, now it's one I got to avoid, right?
Yeah, and as an SEO, those titles make me automatically turn to my fellow SEOs who are trying to tell me that blogging is dead for local markets, you know, because those are blogs. You know, answering these questions are blogs, you know.
Yeah, okay, so real quick, before the show's over, I don't know if I'd call it an argument, but me and another guy would argue this concept here. He would say everything had to be rosy and happy. Every piece of content you wrote should be brand positive, happy, you know, sell, 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 sell. And I'd say, yeah, I don't get it. I just don't buy it. I think that you have to take the real question and answer it truthfully and honestly. And I think there's value in not even always having to talk about your brand, because even if you're just educating the buyer on the step they're in, honestly, that makes you more valuable. Now, since those arguments, I have seen research support my idea there. But what do you think about that?
Well, I think if you want to be found by only rosy people, well, then that's probably a great idea. But you don't. You want to be found by everybody with money in their pocket that wants to give your business money.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
This fits in with our premise of be found and be available. And if people are looking for that information, you do your best to provide it, of course, within ethics. You know, I mean, I'm not going to bash my local SEOs by answering some of these questions, but I will answer some of the questions.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Not that I have any local SEOs to bash, but my point is, if I did, I mean, I'm, you know, you don't drop the name, but you still answer what you should avoid. You know, you need to answer those questions, because a lot of people are coming because it's their second buy, because they're angry from the first buy. And so happy and rosy is not what they're after. They're after a solution because they are not happy and rosy.
No. Yeah. No, that's a great point. Okay. So are you being found for the wrong reasons? Again, Google like your customers do, but also whatever those reasons are, even if you're not being found, those are opportunities for you to be found, because you can start addressing those things that people are concerned about when they're looking for those brands or products that you might carry. Okay, so before we leave, I want to cover a couple things, a little bit of housekeeping here. One is that CloudWise Academy has shifted to, well, it's not shifting, but it's putting a lot more focus into teaching high school kids, because we had so much success. And I've got a minute left. I'm going to talk about this. We've had so many successful high school kids. They're so excited. They're already selling their first website. They learn so fast. It just really was awesome to watch. So we've seen some interest from the schools to fund these classes, but at the same time, we want to take the pressure off the schools and be able to fund some of these classes for the high school kids. So as we've mentioned a lot, we have a scholarship. It's ran by the Shasta Community Foundation. But you can go onto our Facebook for Cloudwise Academy, and we have a GoFundMe going to donate to our scholarship to put high school kids through. So please go to Cloudwise Academy's Facebook page and donate and help us put more high school kids through our school. There's some videos there. It's awesome. I am running out of time. You've been listening to the Being Found show. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you for listening. Have a good weekend.
The news is brought to you on KCNR in Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
This past hour at the dedication of museums, honoring the state's history and its role in the civil rights movement.
To all who helped make these wonderful places possible, we are truly grateful. We thank you. We admire you. It was hard work. It was long hours. It was a lot of money.
The president was undeterred by a cold shoulder from some African-American leaders, including Georgia Representative John Lewis. The president urging Alabama voters to elect embattled Republican candidate Roy Moore next week's special election.
At a rally in Pensacola, Florida, not far from the Alabama state line, the president fully endorsed Roy Moore in spite of sexual misconduct allegations against him.
Get out and vote for Roy Moore.
He said the Senate needs another Republican.
We cannot afford, this country, the future of this country, cannot afford to lose a seat.
The president blasted Moore's opponent, Doug Jones, saying he would be a total puppet of Democratic congressional leaders.
Great. That is White House correspondent Greg Clugston. A new wildfire igniting in San Diego County yesterday, and it quickly spread.
Had many resources in the area very quickly on this incident, but unfortunately within several minutes the fire had gotten out of control and well established. And
North County Fire Protection District Chief Steve Abbott blames a powerful Santa Ana wind. Heavy snow fell across several southern states yesterday. That meant a good snow day for the kids. Greg Kolofsky in Alpharetta, Georgia, was surprised by the storm.
We did have that one day where we had people stuck on the highways for 20, 25 hours delivering babies. And
thankfully, this storm wasn't quite that bad this time around. Businesses did close and commuters left work early as snow mixed with rain falling in downtown Atlanta. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Is that time of year again, and as Keith Peters reports, the flu season is off to a quick start.
Health officials say the flu vaccine seems well-matched to the viruses making people sick, but it's too early to tell how bad this season will be. The main flu bug this season tends to cause more deaths and hospitalizations, and vaccines tend not to work as well against this type. Flu began picking up last month. By the end of last week, 7 states reported widespread flu activity: Arkansas, Georgia, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Mississippi, Oklahoma, and Virginia. Most flu seasons don't really get going until around Christmas. That's how last year's flu season played out. Keith Peters reporting.
A woman who says Roy Moore sexually assaulted her back in 1977 now admits she added the time and place in her own handwriting when she was 16 years old and a waitress. Moore, a 34-year-old prosecutor. Moore's campaign says this new admission that she wrote part of that entry undermines her entire account. More from townhall.com. U.S. employers added a robust 228,000 jobs in November.
The Labor Department says the unemployment rate remained at a 17-year low of 4.1%. The economy is expanding at a healthy pace, and in many cases, employers are scrambling to hire enough qualified workers. Over the past 6 months, growth has exceeded an annual rate of 3%, the first time that's happened since 2014. Consumer confidence has reached its highest level since 2000.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. More than 10,000 Vietnamese have filled up a stadium in a very rare Christian evangelistic event that was led by the Reverend Franklin Graham. He says he wants the communist government in Vietnam to consider Christians its very best citizens. Despite economic reforms, the Communist Party there does maintain strict control over religion and the media. But Graham says he was careful to try not to say anything to embarrass the Vietnamese government. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hello, my darlings, and welcome back to Radio Wasteland. I'm your host, Chauncey Hallworth, and this is my co-host, Sean.
Hello.
How are you doing today, Sean?
See, every time you start the show by asking me that, and I'm worried that if, like, I give an answer that leads to a deep and involved discussion, I'll be, like, derailing the entire show, because what if something happened in your life?
You're making me feel guilty, aren't you?
Is what I'm saying. No, well, you brought that up the other time, and now I just think about that every time.
Like, every time,
oh my
you
God,
wondered, like...
I feel selfish now that you're asking me, how's it going?
How is it going, Sean?
I'm trying to learn how to astral project.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not working. I'm tempted
well,
to
Well, not
say
tonight, it. But our guest next week is going to be able to help you with that.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just try and, you know... keep on keeping on until then.
Yeah, well, our next week's guest is Ra from Spiral Radio, and it's all about the astral plane.
Oh, wow, okay. That's fortuitous.
Yeah.
I didn't actually know that.
Right, well, so keep trying, and maybe you'll meet him out there.
Yeah, maybe.
So have you gotten anywhere with this?
I have gotten exactly nowhere. Well, that's not true. Like, I didn't explore some realm of non-existence or anything. I just have not been able to successfully astral project.
And so I've actually tried doing some meditation in order to try. My goal was to astral project.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't...
I can sort of... Like, the goal is kind of you get yourself into this sort of state where you're sort of asleep and sort of awake, and then you, like...
Trancy.
Right, well, I can get into a state where I can do the thing that they say where you try and, like, move your hand or something without actually moving your hand.
Oh.
So, like, I can get that far, but getting the...
And
like,
did you move your hand without actually moving your hand?
Yes.
How do you know?
Well, because I felt my hand move, but my actual hand did not move. It was where it was.
Oh, really?
It's kind of like this bifurcation type thing. But, I mean, that's just like, you just imagine your hand moving, and when you're, like, on the verge of dreaming, you know, it feels real.
Wow.
So it's kind of this weird thing.
It's like your whole body becomes a phantom limb.
Yeah, kind of.
Huh.
It's weird stuff, but I haven't been able to get any further than that. So.
The closest I've been able to come is to meditate without falling asleep. You know, which actually I was very inspired by those results, because I thought I was just going to fall right asleep.
Right.
You know.
Well, that's very easy to do if you're chronically sleep deprived, like most adults.
And I am. I am chronically sleep deprived.
Yeah.
So our guest tonight, I'm.
he does astrology, and we're dealing with predictions for 2018.
Yes, which is coming right up, as some of our listeners may know.
Yep. Yes.
Or others are like, what month is it?
His name is Jeff Harmon. And for those of you who don't know, it is December, which is the end of the year.
Yes.
Meaning 2018 is right.
Widely acknowledged as the last month of the year.
Yeah. My wife says I'm not allowed to ask him when I'm going to die.
No, I think you should ask him.
But she told me not to.
Well, does she listen to the show?
Sporadically.
Okay, well, she might be making a spot check tonight. But right, yeah. I don't know. You can't. I would like to know when you're going to die.
Why don't I ask him when you're going to die?
You can ask him when I'm going to die.
Do you already know? Have you ever asked anybody that?
No, I haven't. I don't know, but I suspect people get weirded out if you just come up to strangers and don't, like,
well,
you
I
know
meant
when
somebody
I'm going
who
to
maybe,
die.
Right, I meant somebody maybe with some sort of degree in...
In knowing when I'm going to die.
Yeah. No?
No. No, I don't know when I'm going to die. I know how I'm going to die because of tarot cards. But.
Well, I think, you know, a lot of the things that we're going to ask him are probably a little more vague, you know, and not so... singularly specific?
Well, maybe, but we might be surprised if, like, we ask him, okay, how am I going to die? And he's just definitively says something like, porpoise.
Yeah.
It'll be a porpoise.
Yeah, totally.
That kills you.
Yeah, porpoise, 2 weeks.
It could happen.
Okay, so on a vaguer level, on a macrocosmic level.
Sure.
Anything you'd want to know? About the future?
Well, I would be curious to know what, I guess, the stars say for 2018. Just
well,
because...
That's what
we're going to ask, right? And I'm given to understand that, you know, every year there is a sort of definitive answer to that. Because, you know, the stars are in a specific place. And there's a little bit of an interpretation there. And... there's a lot of variables, so you can't just look it up, right? So,
well, I mean,
So I would be excited to ask him.
If there's destiny, you know, you can just look it up, or...
Okay, well, you
the,
can just look it up, but
misnamed,
you have to...
Or the misnamed chaos math.
Right, but you have to spend hours, like, combing through star charts and stuff, and, you know, who has time for that? Our guest
does, yeah. That's his job.
Yes, well, exactly. It's not my job, so I'm going to get the lowdown from
okay,
him.
I think you're missing the point here. I asked,
right.
Is there anything that you'd like to know
about
specifically on a worldly level of what's coming up next year?
Okay. When is the world going to die?
You want to know if the world's going to end in the next year?
Yeah. I mean, I want to see if this guy is kind of in sync with the Nibiru guy.
The Nibiru guy didn't think... Oh, Mead?
No, yeah, Mead.
Oh, right.
Who,
yeah, I thought
who
you were
is currently that. Predicting December. It's going to end this month.
Well, that's going to make all of this guy's predictions. if the world ends in December.
Well, he might tell us that, too. Like, sorry, guys, no 2018.
Nah,
what can I say?
I don't think so.
Well,
I think some of the regular topics that we're definitely going to want to know about is natural disasters is probably...
Right.
Common one.
Yeah,
I was
well, political developments, I would...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was talking with my wife before coming down here, and she has this, like, I don't know, this kind of unhealthy interest in earthquakes. And, like, she'll sit there and be all, there was an earthquake somewhere in the world. And, like, she'll look up on her phone and be all, yeah, one just happened in Peru. And I'm just all, aren't there earthquakes all the time? But, like, you know, she's, like, in touch, man. She knows.
Yeah.
And, like, other people won't feel earthquakes, and it'll turn out that there was, like, a 2.8 in Reading, and nobody knew.
I really just want to know about this guy's process. Because I have tried to, like, look up the answers to questions like this in astrology, because I'm like, is there just an answer that astrologers agree on about what's going to happen next year? And as it turns out, sort of, but mostly no. Like, there's a vague answer, and then you...
That's what I've wondered, too. Like, where are they getting this answer? Are they, like, doing the math, and then they came up with it? Or is there some sort of, like, psychic discernment going on? You know, where are
these
answers
coming from? Yeah, I'm really not sure. And the last astrologer we had on this show was...
JC Nova.
Yeah, was an intuitive astrologer.
Right.
She was also... Like, there was a bit of psychic reading involved in it. So it wasn't just like, let me go get the reference books and check what's going to happen next year based on where the stars are. You know, there's that, and then there's another level to it that this guy can do that, you know, your layman cannot necessarily just do with Google.
All right. Well, our guest tonight is Jeff Harmon, and we're going to commercial, and when we come back, we're going to find out what 2018 has in store right here on Radio Wasteland.
This is Justin Locke from Veterans Diesel. I'd like to wish all of our veterans and men deployed overseas Merry Christmas. I know it's hard this time of year being away from your families, but we all appreciate your sacrifice. And come on down to see us at Veterans Diesel. We offer 10% off labor to all our veterans and law enforcement and first responders.
A movie, a party, an experience. This December 17th at the Cascade Theater, starting at 6 p.m., music with Linda Bott and her Jingle Elves, with Cleveland Bonet, Bruce Kalin, and Joe Larson, playing your favorite Christmas songs in the lobby before the classic movie begins, Miracle on 34th Street. The night begins with good old-fashioned fun, themed drinks for all ages, and an ugly sweater contest, and more. You may even win a beautiful piece of jewelry donated by Devon's Jewelers. There will be a visit from Santa, plus other surprises. Come join us at the Cascade Theater for a classic and fun Christmas event. On the Cascade's big screen, it's Miracle on 34th Street.
Since the United States government declares this man to be Santa Claus, this court will not dispute it. Case dismissed.
Music, dancing, and more, December 17th at the Cascade Theater, beginning at 6 p.m.
North State Security is Northern California's premier private security agency, and with over 125 security officers, we're prepared to serve you effectually in whatever your challenges may be. Regardless of what your immediate or constant disturbances may be, North State Security stands ready to respond around the clock, any and every day of the year. You've seen our marked security units around town day and night, driven by our best and trained to face modern challenges with courage and poise. With an average response time of 8 minutes from initial call to our arrival, many clients find peace of mind with our special response program providing immediate protection for their personnel and customers. Call North State Security Incorporated at 243-0295 for a free consultation on the effectiveness of our services at the pinnacle of crime prevention.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest Jeff Harmon. We got you there with us? Maybe not. Well, our guest tonight is Jeff Harmon, and I think I hear you.
Hello, how are you?
How are you doing?
Doing good, thank you.
For better introductions, I'm Chauncey, and this is my co-host here, Sean.
Hello.
Well, good to meet you both.
Good to meet you. And we're pretty excited about, you know, what you're going to be talking to us about tonight. And before you came on, we were talking a little bit about the process of doing... Well, here, I got a better question to start out with. What do we call you? Are you a predictionist?
Well, that's a good question. You know, I really don't like to be thought of that way because I don't do modern astrology. A lot of people think that astrology, in fact, it's been so impregnated in the mind of modern astrology that we are our astrology. Like most people know their sun sign. I don't do that type of astrology. I use a much more ancient version that actually dates back to ancient India and then also the other versions that came up out of Egypt.
Is it Vedic? And,
well, Vedic is Vedic. One.
We learned a little bit from an astrologer we had on before, and that was something that I learned. But you're doing something different. Go ahead.
Well, no, I am doing Vedic as well, but Vedic is kind of a pop term. The real name of Vedic astrology is called Jyotisha, which means the science of the light of the soul, and an older system is called Nadi, N-A-D-I. And those two I love, and I also love the what we call traditional or classical stuff. That's what many secret societies like the Masons and the Knights Templar and so on and so forth had used, and there's... Oh, an amazing amount of history in that through all the way back to Greece and Egypt, and particularly in the Middle Ages throughout Europe. And that offers a whole nother type of astrology. And, you know, I do a lot of business stuff and I do a lot of things for people in politics and in banking. And it's amazing the tools that are available. So it's not predicting the future. It's more predicting energies. And we still have free will. You know, it's like driving a car. If you don't pay attention to the road signs or the stop and go lights, well, you're probably not going to have a great drive, or it might be pretty eventful. Whereas if you are, you're likely to navigate it better. And I always like to take ancient astrology and say it is a tool that helps you guide yourself.
So one of the questions we had before you came on is how does this work? We couldn't figure out if it was like a massive math equation or if there was some level of psychic intuitiveness going on or discernment. You know, how does an astrologer do this?
Well, that's a great question. It is very heavily math involved and geometry involved. In fact, the ancient astrology... Jyotish or Vedic astrology is very mathematical. So is the traditional stuff. It's literally astronomy scientifically applied, but it's done within the framework of a zodiac that is much different than the modern zodiac. It's much more sophisticated. And I got to tell you a quick story. When I first got into astrology, it was in the mid 70s, about 1975. And when I was much younger, in the 60s, I saw my mother had medical astrology sitting around. You know, I never thought a thing of it. And then in the mid-70s, my mother started pegging my girlfriend so accurately. I said, wait a minute. I said, what are you doing here? I said, this is too accurate to be mother's intuition. And she started showing me, and I was actually pretty skeptical. I'm like, come on, you know, how can the planets have any effect on anything down here? You know, this is the typical skeptical response to astrology. And, you know, back then I was really into science. In fact, I still love science, and I used to do forensics work with the various different agencies in county and state and federal. And, you know, I've always been, hey, you know, show me the bottom line. I got to see something works before I'm going to believe it. And I have to say, when I started researching astrology in the 70s, and particularly the 80s and 90s, and I was very blessed to have many different teachers, and I serendipitously also ran into many paranormal things and got a blessing of some amazing training in the Kabbalistic stuff and in some of the ancient Vedantic practices that are much, much broader than astrology, but astrology supported it, like clearing properties, clearing people. I also do a lot with gemstones and talismans for people that are amazing. And it really made a believer out of me. I'm like, hey, you can't strike this off to chance. So, yes, intuition comes in. It's kind of like when a doctor looks at an MRI, they're going to say, well, we see this, and these are the conclusions, and then they draw or extrapolate a potential, you know, scenario. And that's very similar how astrology works, is when you see many things lining up, it is very scientific in the analysis. But in the outcome, yes, you do bridge the probabilities. Like this morning, I had I can't mention names, I had a politician that I was consulting with, and I can't say what about, but it was some pretty heavy-duty stuff, millions and millions of dollars involved. And they were asking a particular outcome, and I said, this looks fairly disastrous, and it has been. And it's interesting how astrology won't solve that person's problem. They still have to contend with the attorneys and all the various people intertwined in that Gordian knot, but it gives them insight. It's kind of like, again, you know, the military will tell you the key to a military operation is assessing the situation you're in. You know, is this an impasse or can we make it? And if so, what are the parameters? And that's very much how astrology can guide. It shows you what you're dropping yourself into, and it helps.
The confusion that tends to leave me with, you know, because I thought that was, is when you're doing predictions on a macro level. So helping me and giving me predictions like driving a car, you know, I drive down the road. If I hang a left when the road veers right, I'm obviously going to drive off of the road. But when we pull it out and look at the entire world, doesn't it become very gray at that point?
It does. Oh, there's no question about it, because and that's why I love the ancient systems, because I always say astrology has very significant power, but it's not the be-all, end-all power. In the ancient hierarchies, first there's God, and then there's the seraphims, the cherubims, and the thrones. That's a multiple dimension, exceedingly high, way past astrology. I mean, astrology operates way down the totem pole in the hierarchical creation. You know, and some people don't believe in God, and some people do. I personally absolutely do. And I've seen too much evidence of spirits and ghosts and disincarnate souls, as well as people having physical experiences with astrology, that there's no way this could happen without a divine power, call it God or what have you. So astrology operates way down the totem pole. It's actually called the third and fourth hierarchy. And you'd have to see what I'm talking about, but there's diagrams I show people in sessions that are, it really puts a perspective on where we're at. And you're right. When you talk about a macro level, about the world itself, this is why I get calls all the time. Oh, the world's going to end. You know, Krakatoa is going to happen again with, you know, Yellowstone, or, you know, the Chinese are going to attack, or the Russians are going to. Yeah, I get it all the time. In fact, it's so much it's become tedious. And 99% of the time, what they're fearing doesn't happen. Like everyone was asking me, what do you think about the Mayan calendar ending? I said, not much. I said, I can't come up with anything, and nothing happened. So it's not predicting the future. It's looking at probable outcomes based on cycles and energy.
So, you know, a lot of people seem to be a little, when it comes to a belief in God, thinking that astrology is a no-no. But in your belief system, that astrology is a science and has nothing to do with religion or spirituality.
Oh, no, it absolutely has to do with spirituality, and I think it proves God. And the real astrology, actually, you can actually get your guardian angel from astrology. And that's an interesting little topic, because it's believed that the soul is attached to the embryo at conception, not birth. And the alignment at the time that the soul is tied to the body, which happens to be when it exits the womb at first breath, that's the ancient legend, is when the clock starts as we know it. Because you have to remember, life on Earth, I mean, let's face it, time is relative to the celestials. What is a month? It's a cycle of the moon. What is a day? It's sunrise, noon, sunset, midnight. So if the Earth were to change its cycles, rotation, or the timing around the sun, everything would change.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it, it's all based on that. So it proves a divine existence. And what the ancient, that's why I loved ancient astrology versus the modern stuff. You know, everyone's running around saying, oh, I'm a Pisces or I'm a Libra. Well, no, you're not, I always say. I said, you're a soul having a physical experience. And you're much more senior to your astrology than astrologers would have you believe.
All right. Well, we're coming up on our first commercial break, and we're going to have some questions for you. You're listening to Jeff Harmon here on Radio Wasteland, so come on back.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Twin River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous special holiday buffet on Monday, December 25th from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Let Elements do the preparing so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family. Menu includes chef-carved prime rib, ham, steamed clams, and Dungeness crab with an array of holiday trimmings and delicious desserts. Adults $28 with River Club card. Children $11. Children under 5 eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-UIN. Download the Wind River app. Holidays are better at the river. Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home.
Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Hi, this is Pam Dahl. On behalf of our family, we would like to recognize all veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces during this holiday season. Many who serve are not able to be with their loved ones during this special time of year. As a military family, we understand the sacrifices made by the ones serving, their spouse, children, and parents during the holidays. We are forever grateful to these families and sincerely wish each of you a safe and joyous holiday season. Merry Christmas and blessings to all.
This Veterans Holiday Salute brought to you by the McConnell Foundation and Reading Civic Auditorium.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland, and our guest, Jeff Harmon, and we are talking about astrology, and we're talking about what's coming up in 2018. And, all right, you know, I think a lot of the time when people want to know what's coming up in 2018, Jeff, I think a lot of it is going to have to do with politics. Do you have any insight as to what we can expect politically?
Well, I think politically, you know, half the country wants to impeach Trump and the other half wants him to succeed. And I don't think I've ever seen any time in my life where it's been this crazy. And the world kind of reflects that. You know, again, the type of astrology I do really isn't predicting the future. It's looking at cycles. I don't think the world's going to end anytime soon, even though, you know, a lot of people are marching people out to meet the Messiah every other month. I just don't think that's going to happen. I do think, from what I can see, that we are ending very much like what happened in the 16 and early 1700s, an era. The Industrial Revolution ended, or I should say began, not ended, began in the early 1700s. And the astrology of the ancients actually shows that. The Industrial Revolution was believed to have commenced right around 1702. There was a special conjunction that had happened. And even to the skeptics of astrology, I mean, in Christianity, I mean, didn't they know that the, you know, Christ was born at a conjunction? So these things are very, very interesting because it's very old astrology. This is not new stuff. This has been around quite possibly as far back as Adam. And the Bible, if it could be, you know, maybe looked at without the dogma that has been heaped on it back in the 15th century, particularly by some of the religious figures like the Nicene Councils and others, we would see a different Bible, not that it may change, but I think it would be more clarified to reflect some of the spiritual things that interact with all this. Anyways, the era that's coming in right now is happening on the winter solstice of 2020. And this is the one I've been talking about for a long time on different radio shows because everyone's been saying, you know, geez, when's the big thing going to shift? And I don't know that anything major is going to happen right there, but it looks like 2018 into 2019 and 20, there's going to be a lot of trouble. And I really expect, particularly by 2020, the Iranian, Russian / Israeli thing is going to really become an issue. The Middle East looks like it's really going to become a bigger issue, especially since Russia has been doing what it's doing. And the astrology says we may see some events that are not cataclysmic, but coming through here. I think weather patterns are going to get crazier. But I think we have some stuff in mid-January that looks like the eclipse is being aspected by what we call a progression. Everyone was worried about the eclipse last August, and you know, droves of people went north and watched the eclipse. Well, the eclipses often don't have an event happening on them, but they are marker points in the sky that are aspected. And that one gets hit by mid-January. Trump himself has some very dangerous aspects between now and June. One of the things that could be concerning is he may, if they don't try and impeach him directly, well, they already are trying to impeach him, but they may, he may actually have some type of an assassination attempt on him between now and June. And I'd have to look at his chart more closely, but I can tell you he's got a very dangerous progression. And just to clarify that, ancient astrologers would take the birth chart and they would do what they call a progression. It's literally mathematically directing the chart each year. It's called the primary direction. And that's how I knew Trump was going to win. And all the other astrologers were saying, oh, no, Hillary's going to win. And I said, not a chance. Hillary just didn't. Hillary's got some horrible things happening right now. That's why, even though she hasn't been prosecuted, she actually could run into some real legal stuff. I would not be surprised if something reopens on that email thing, and I affectionately call her Billary, but I really think there's some possibilities, there's some real stuff that could come up there with all that happened. And Trump, if he makes it past June, he's getting out of the woods, but it's quite dangerous for him right now.
Yeah, it was in the news the other day, how polarized the country was during the election, and statistically they did some, I don't know what they do. They go around and ask people. What's that called? A poll? Yes. They went around and polled a bunch of people and decided that we were even more polarized today than we were during the election. And I don't want anything bad to happen to anybody, but we have talked about how we're surprised that people are not making attempts on his life, or maybe they are and we just don't hear about it because this situation has driven people crazy. I don't know if it's the, earlier you were saying that we were in something akin to the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. And,
yes,
you know,
and what, I will call it the Technology Revolution.
Right. So here we are.
We are on the crest of it.
Yeah. Here we are at the beginning of the Technological Revolution. And shortly after the Industrial Revolution here in America, there was a revolution. And so, a lot of people seem to think that this is a possibility now.
It could be. I really think we're going to see out-and-out fascism creeping in all over the world. The Islamic thing, you know, like it or dislike it, it's going to get crazy. I think we're also seeing a mirror of that in just human consciousness in general. There's something that happens every 20 years. It's called a Saturn-Pluto conjunction. And just to clarify, 9/11 happened on the Saturn-Pluto opposition. Then the square, the banks crashed. Well, coming up now, we have the conjunction happening in 2019 into 2020. Plain English, this is literally polarizing fascism. It's just people feeling intolerant to any beliefs other than their own. And it's a very disruptive energy, and it's brutal too. That's the other words I would use. It's quite brutal. And the more brutality we see, the more technology is going to encroach on us. This allows, you know, every time something bad happens, look at the Las Vegas thing, look at the various shootings that are happening, the police brutality, all that, and of course the police getting shot as well. All of these things just keep mounting more and more and more pressure for technology to monitor everyone. I say there's going to be a camera stuck up every orifice pretty soon. And
that sounds like something I'd say. That sounds like something I'd say, so I like it.
Yeah, right. Well, there was two people in my life that I got to work with that I absolutely cherish. And they were both iconoclasts in their own right. And one was George Carlin, and the other one was Mother Teresa. Those two people, I think, left an indelible impression upon me because they were both, in their own respective ways, very much alike. She was very much against brutality. She was very much against people not being kind. And she was an iconoclast against structure and suppression of people's rights and human rights, and she really was that way. And George Carlin was too. He was much different. You can't get two more opposite people either, but yet they were alike in a lot of ways. And George had a saying that's pretty accurate. If you've ever watched The American Dream by George Carlin, that was one of his HBO specials, and I also might promote George Carlin language complaints. If anyone ever wants to listen to a politician abusing the human language or the English language, you got to listen to George Carlin language complaints, because it's almost like apropos right now. Every politician abuses it and twists the truth around so much. But why I bring this up is because George had mentioned about forget the politicians, you have owners. And my opinion is that's pretty right on. Because if you go back to World War I, World War II, even look at the Civil War, as rightful as it was for the Civil War to happen about slavery, which I'm glad is abolished, there was also undercurrents in there that were much deeper. And the 13th Amendment originally was about not having any barristers or attorneys in office in the White House. Actually, Thomas Jefferson was for that. And I believe Benjamin Franklin, too. They actually ratified it in the 13th state, but the Civil War broke out right before it was actually finally instituted in the Constitution.
Well, I'm sorry, Jeff, I need to cut you off. We're coming up on a commercial break, but we'll come back to this topic. You're listening to our guest, Jeff Harmon, here on Radio Wasteland. Come on back.
The McConnell Foundation wishes all active military, their families, and our local veterans who have served happy holidays. This is Shannon Phillips, Vice President of Operations for the McConnell Foundation. This time of year, Americans are serving our nation in places far from home, as they have every holiday season in our country's history. Let's remember as a community the sacrifices our men and women in uniform have made and will continue to make. The McConnell Foundation salutes our active duty and veterans by wishing you happy holidays.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it, Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
In Reading alone, a property crime is committed every 2.5 hours. That's 3,837 in 2016. That includes burglary, larceny, and vehicle theft. If your business has plants, keep them in planter boxes with sides at least 4 feet high. By making the boxes raised very narrow and allowing plants to grow over them, it makes them difficult to both hide in or sit on for long periods of time. This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is excited to present children's art workshops for children ages 8 through 12 on Friday, December 22nd. The first workshop will be from 9 a.m. to noon and will be all about weaving with looms. The second workshop will be 1 to 4 p.m. with a focus on various forms of creative printmaking. Materials and a snack are provided, and each child will take home the art they create. Cost is $20 for members, $30 for non-members. To register, call 530-243-8850 or visit turtlebay.org.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you could use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at BoomerTechRadio.com, and the show is streamed live at KCNR1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest, Jeff Harmon, and we are talking about predictions. Last segment, we were talking about political predictions, and you were telling us what it'd be like to be at a party with Mother Teresa and George Carlin.
Well, trust
that
me.
That Mother Teresa is capable of drinking George Carlin under the table.
Yeah, that would be funny. That'd be a good skit. Actually, I was just finishing a topic, and George brought it up, and that was the owners in the American Dream. And it relates to wars, and what he really was correct on is, forget the politicians. Yes, they make laws, but we have something coming at us fast and furious, which is what the astrology tends to reflect. The structure financially of the world right now is likely to be drastically changing over the next few years. And hopefully, we can get through this without war. Russia and China, particularly Russia, has been working on alternative banking systems that transfer money, like the SWIFT system. And we've been hearing this from a lot of people for a long, long time, that, oh, the financial system's going to collapse, and, you know, all the fake money's going to come tumbling down. And, of course, the rush towards gold and silver and other hard assets that can get around that. Well, we may actually – the astrology, I think, is indicating that these kinds of things will come to pass here probably by 2020 into 2021. And what's interesting is the Saturn-Pluto conjunction I mentioned earlier is likely to really bring that to fore. Most of the wars, when you look back in, whether it's conspiratorial or not, you usually follow the money. The same people who funded Hitler actually funded Japan, and I won't get into that, but there's some very interesting theories on that, and I believe that they may be correct, and follow the bankers. The bankers are beyond the countries, and somebody's printing money endlessly for us. So we need another trillion, not a problem. So we know it's money out of thin air. There's no way you could ever back the kind of currency up that's out there. So what's interesting is the entire world structure is dependent upon the petrodollar. And now we've got the yen and Russia moving into places that they've never been able to move into before. And I personally think that's why the owners let Trump in, is because we're now seeing the other side of the scale come back to trying to reestablish American industry and energy. And it's going to be fascinating to see how this plays out. But the astrology says it could get pretty dicey. I think it was Rockefeller that said, I make more money in one day of war than I do in a year or 3 years of peace. And it's sad, but war makes money, and it generates economy, and it's hopefully the world will get by without something major like that happening. But the astrology certainly indicates that this next couple of years, particularly 2019 into 2020 and 2021, that's when we're likely to see this crescendo to where, it's going to have to play itself out.
Right. Well, we don't have too much time until the end here. I have two more questions that I really want to get in there. One is, do you have any views on, like, you know, we just dealt with a brutal hurricane and all sorts of natural disasters. Do you have any views on what we might be looking for in that regard?
Yeah, I would say that it really, let me go back to my notes here. We are definitely looking at more increase in crazy weather patterns, and I think that's going to happen well into the 20s. I do think there are cycles that are happening right now that are peaking out, particularly into 220 and 221. This also parallels the Saturn-Pluto conjunction and also the what we call it's a 240-year mutation conjunction coming up exactly on the winter solstice of 2020. And because of that, it's magnifying, in my opinion, a lot of things. It's magnifying political things, geopolitical things, and also potentially cataclysmic things. I don't think the world's going to end, but I think we're going to see weather patterns that are becoming increasingly more intense. You know, many people don't believe in the chemtrails, but they're painting the skies. And all you got to do is look up and see it. This has been claimed to be weather control. I think some of this is an attempt to even negate some of these things that, that they're trying to do. And I don't know that it will.
You don't have to have an opinion on this next question, but do you think that, do you think that our weather situation is a cycle, or do you think it has to do with global warming being man-caused or some combination of the two?
I think it's definitely a combination of the two. There's no question all that we're doing is having a huge effect. But I also think it there are some people, and I am one of them, that believes we have we're passing through. Some people have called it Orfika, which is a 13th sign, and there's this whole thing about Nibiru and all this and gas clouds, and many people have speculated that Mayan calendar issue was bringing that up. But I think over the next probably 20 years, we're going to see some serious stuff happening because of alignments like that that we're passing through. It never ends. It never stops. If you look back through history, there's been major cataclysms on this planet consistently, and I don't think we're ever going to see the end of it. But I think this is a peak time right now, particularly over the next 3 or 4 years into 2000, the early 2020s.
All right.
I think we're going to hit the roaring 20s technologically, though. I think we're going to be blown away with what we see in genetics, material research, and technology. We're just getting going.
Oh, I agree with that.
Robots and computers are going to blow our minds.
My better half has one question that she asked me to ask. Terry asked me to ask you. What coming up is good that we can all look forward to?
I think that with all these growing pains, technology has a double-edged sword. You know, a lot of people always think, oh, technology's bad. It's like when the car came in, oh, it was all bad. It's actually served humanity quite well, and I think
I got to the station today.
Hey, exactly. And that's how we're talking on this telephone.
Right.
So, I mean, I think we really have an amazingly bright future. I'm much more optimistic. I really think this planet, no scientist can explain what the heck holds us at the degrees we're at, the seasons of the sun, the 23-degree angle of the Earth. No scientist can explain that. Gravity doesn't explain it. And the synchronicity, the more you look at ancient astrology and you see the angels and the divinity that it references, you can't get this from modern astrology, it's breathtaking. I really think this is the soul cauldron. And I always say, forget Trinity, Neo, and Morpheus. This is the real matrix.
All right. Well, we're coming up on the end of the show. Can you tell our listeners a little bit more about how they can find out more about you?
Yes, yeah. If they go to my website, jeff@jeffharmon.com, and that's A-N, not O-N, email is probably by far the best. I have a really wonderful wife who is also a great partner, and she is absolutely amazing at helping people and scheduling things. So it's I'm very blessed to have her.
And I assume they can find you on some social media as well?
Yeah, I she takes care of all that, but yeah, I believe I'm on there.
You sound like me. That's funny. All right. Well, we have really enjoyed having you on here. I've really enjoyed listening to you. And I enjoy the positivity that you bring to a lot of these potential situations.
Well, I really do. I think we're souls having a physical experience, and I really don't believe anyone dies. Jyotish and Vedic astrology absolutely, in my opinion, proves it. I think we're all sojourners here on the it's like Shakespeare's that all of life is a stage, and we're the actors on it.
Well, thank you very much. You've been listening to Jeff Harmon here on Radio Wasteland. Thanks for checking us out.
Born before the wind, also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic. Oh, I can now hear the sailors cry. Smell the sea and
feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear you listen. I don't have to fear that I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the days of old. And magnificently we will fold into the mystic. You know I will be coming home.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Iraq says today its war on the Islamic State terrorist group is over after more than 3 years of combat operations drove the extremists from all of the territory they once held as part of their so-called caliphate. The U.S.-led coalition is congratulating Iraq. CNN has corrected a story that suggested the Trump campaign had been tipped off early about WikiLeaks documents damaging to Hillary Clinton.
A CNN story on Friday morning said the Trump campaign was told about the hacked DNC documents in an email on September.